This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
This is the Hour One Nugget here on Worship Radio 247. And is also a podcast. And we are at part 17 of Draw Close to God. And today we find ourselves at the book of Romans, the 8th chapter. And we're looking and studying verse 29, but I'm going to go back to verse 28, and it says this: "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." Verse 29, "For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters." Now, I love that version very much. "For God knew his people in advance." But I want to look also at the New International Version, the NIV. And verse 29 says, "For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters." I love that, predestined. Now in this version, in the version that I'm using, which is the New Living Translation, it doesn't say predestined. And predestination is an important topic within the Christian church. What predestination is meaning in this particular instance? Because where the Word of God says, "For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters." Hang on a minute. If we look at it like that, we can be confused by thinking, what about the people who were there before Christ? Because Christ came on the scene 2,000 years ago. What about the people that were there before? Weren't they predestined as well? Well, of course they were. And they were, because we use the term predestination. In other words, what I'm trying to say here is, before the world began, when there was nothing, when there was a void, when nothing had been created, when there was no garden, there was nothingness. If you look at Genesis, let's just do that real quick. Go back to Genesis, the first chapter, and verse 1. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Verse 2 says this: "The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters." That's in the beginning. And I'm telling you that God had put this plan into place before the beginning. And that's what the scripture is saying. Because when God formed the world, before that, his son was there. And we see from Genesis, the first chapter, and verse 3, and the Holy Spirit was hovering over the land. So the Holy Spirit existed as well. So therefore, we know that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit was in existence before the world began. So we know that the Son was there. And therefore, when we look at this scripture, for God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. That means that Jesus was the firstborn before anything was ever formed, before anything had happened. And already God had planned you. Yep, I'm talking to you. God had already decided that you would be born. He'd already planned you out. He already had a blueprint of what you would be like. In his mind, he had already made you. And yes, beloved, I'm talking directly to you. Don't look around you. This is you I'm talking to. And what's important is that you were that important that God had planned you before the world started, before anything started, before the void, before anything at all. He planned you, and he planned your life so that his firstborn son would be created as well, as a child in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. But he was already the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. That is so incredible. It is so mind-blowing when you stop and think just for a second. Do you mean to tell me that he knew about me before I was born? The psalmist says, beloved, you were knitted together in your mother's womb. He knew you. He planned you. He knew what he'd planned for your life. And he still does know what he's got planned for your life. You know, when I look back on my life, and I look back and think about all the things I've done wrong and all the things I've got wrong and the way that I've gone that hasn't been God's will, I look at my life, and as I chart my timeline, I begin to see, little by little, God's hand at work in my life. As I look back on it, and I see that I did this when I was 17, 18 years old. And then when I was in my 20s, I was doing this. And in my 30s, I was doing this. How does that link together? And then you see this thread that runs all the way through it. And you think, my goodness me. You couldn't plan that. But God did. That's the point. For it was God that planned it. And you know what? What is amazing? Sorry about that. My iPad was talking to me. I have no idea why. What is amazing? That oftentimes, he's got it right. And I believe every time every time, say every time, every time, God has got it right. I look at the plans that I make for my life and I think, well, if I can do that, then that will happen, and then that will happen, and then if I do that, I'll be doing that, and then that, and I can go and preach at this church, and then do that, and do the other. And I make all these plans, and God looks at my plans, and He smiles. And then He whispers in my shell-like ear, did you ever ask me? Did you ever consult me with what my plan for your life is? And this is the point that I am trying to make. Oftentimes we make so many audacious plans that seem to go on for millennia. Seems to go on forever and ever and ever, these plans that we've made, that we're going to do this and we're going to do that and we're going to do the other, without consulting Almighty God, who had already made a blueprint of your life before you were even in existence. And now we find out before even the beginning of the world, when the world was formless. Isn't that amazing? That's who your God is. That's how incredible He is. And beloved, I will say this and say it again and again and again. I'm not making this up. This is Scripture. For God knew His people in advance. In advance of what? Well, as the other version, the NIV, says, predestination. Predestination. Oh, I love it. I love to read these different versions, you know. I know the one that I prefer. I know the one that I prefer very much. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. In other words, to look like His Son, to be like His Son. And to understand that fully, as I'm trying to bring you this word, to understand that fully draws us closer to Almighty God. Because we've got so much to be thankful for. I don't have to worry about the plan for my life. I don't have to worry because God's already worked it out. It was His plan in the beginning. It was His blueprint to start with. I don't have to worry about that. I just have to say, Lord, do Your best. And all I have to say is, I will do Your will. That's it in a nutshell. Lord God Almighty, I will do Your will. Whatever Your will is, Lord, I will do Your will. Thank You, Jesus. Beloved, say these words with me now. Heavenly Father, I will do Your will. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say it again. Heavenly Father, I will do Your will. In the mighty name of Jesus. Just one last thought. Can you imagine God working out who He's going to make, who He's going to build, how He's going to make these people? Can you imagine that He's thinking the very best for you? He's not thinking, oh, John Smith, he can do that. That'll do. No, he's saying, from what I am making, John Smith is going to be amazing. If he follows my blueprint, he's going to be amazing. Betty Jones, she's going to be awesome. Oh, my word. You know, do you see that? But that's how wonderful he is. And that's how we draw closer to him, by thanking him for what he's done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.